today. I'm actually in the embassy of the Czech Republic with Ambassador Libor Sečka. Ambassador, just before I came in here, I was looking at some wonderful photographs of your country. It looks incredibly beautiful. You seem to have everything, mountains, historic cities, rivers, and yet the population is only about 10 million, which is half the population of Beijing.
Thank you very much for these very nice words about the Czech Republic. Yes, I'm here to represent this small but very beautiful and charming country from the center of Europe. We have many, many things we can offer to our Chinese friends and partners. And this is one of our aims, to show our country, to offer what we have, the best thing, and to find the good way how to cooperate more with the Chinese people.
You've been here 9 or 10 months, I believe. How are you enjoying your stay in China?
I enjoy it very well, very much. This is something which is absolutely new for me. It's, I would say, all week, all day, something new discovery. And this is something which enriched me a lot. There are many things we can do, we can create. We have concentrated our effort on art and on culture. And I think we are progressing quite well.
And of course, when you look at your background, you've been to many, many countries, many different countries in the world, working as ambassador and working various other roles. So how do you find China today in this global world, this global village that we're in? How do you feel about China and its position today?
Well, I'm coming from the center of Europe or Central Europe, and I can say that sometimes China has a not complete or full picture. So there's a lack of information about China today. So I was very surprised coming here and to see how quickly this country is developed, how many things are new here, how is the dynamic life we can touch in the streets. And I see this enormous potential for us, for the European countries, to enter into cooperation and to find a way how we can enrich each other.
And of course, you living here, you're very close to places like the Rutan Park. There's so much culture and colour around these places. You go to the parks, you go to the galleries. But for you, one of the big things that you've got into is Chinese culture, Chinese art. Why? What brought you into this? What brought you, encouraged you to take this great interest in the art of China and of Beijing?
Well, I have to say that this my profound interest in China art was one of the reasons I applied. I tried to become ambassador here. So I knew something before my entry into this country about the Chinese art. I would say that today, as regards to the modern art, China is a superpower. It's perhaps number one in the world. I was here 3 or 4 years ago. I discovered 798. I went to many studios, many ateliers of the painters. I have many friends among them. And I have to say that this is something really special. And I enjoyed so much.
It's funny because I've met a few ambassadors here who have all been to 798 and they've fallen in love with the culture of Beijing and the paintings and the work. You coming from the Czech Republic, in particular, you've got a wonderful capital city, Prague. Now, I could imagine being in a city which was, in 2000, the European City of Culture. Many, many different roles that Prague has got. This must have encouraged you and your fellow countrymen to become just take it up with the arts.
You are absolutely right that Prague is so beautiful and full of colors and full of taste that this is something which provokes inspiration for many artists. But the same I have found here in Beijing. In Beijing, there are so many interesting things, so many interesting places, but even more, so many interesting people. And they have their thoughts, they have their inspiration coming from the different part of China, concentrating here. So, I mean, Beijing is not only capital of China, but according to my view, it's also capital of the modern art of the world.
And of course, you mentioned the modern art, but the culture here goes back so long. Just like your own country, like Prague, going way, way back to, what was it, the time of, was it Charles IV? The culture developing in a city like Prague with Mozart. I believe Mozart produced the work Don Giovanni in Prague.
I share absolutely your impression that these two cities are inspiration for the artists. As you rightly said, the Prague was inspiration for many artists, also Mozart. But also Beijing and China in many places was a very strong inspiration, not only for the Chinese, but only for the foreigners. We had here in the 17th century one musician, Karel Slavíček, who was a musician for emperor at that time. And this was the first cultural touch we had with China from this time. And I think this was the start of exchange of our influences. And Prague is rich and Beijing is rich, and we have many things to offer each other.
Well, I do get that impression. I'll just give you some of the quotes I've been reading about Prague. Pearl of Europe, city of parks, mother of cities. What else do we have? City of 100 spires. It just goes on and on and on. I think coming from a city like that, well, you know, in my own country, Scotland, we have Edinburgh, which also sort of inspires people to be painters, writers.
Yeah. Well, I would say that it's very easy to make a beautiful things from the beautiful environment like Prague. So the artists are lucky, they can use so many inspirations. But it's much more difficult to make it from the environment which is not so clearly nice. You have different Beijing. You have Beijing which is nice, I mean old, historical, but you have also parts which are not so extremely nice. But even that, the painters are able here make nice thing from the not nice thing. And this is incredible.
Yes, I know, because in my own city, Glasgow, I come from the west side of Scotland, and you're right, painters can actually make impressionable things from the poorer parts of the city,